Good morning. Today we continue our series of meditations from John's Gospel. This morning our focus is on John chapter 6, verse 35. This is how it reads. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. John chapter 6 references Jesus as bread. But bread as used in the chapter is a metaphor for food. Jesus was saying that like bread, like food, he is vital for sustaining a spiritual life. Food gives life to the body, so Jesus gives life to the soul. Food is suitable for everyone. Jesus, like food, is for everyone. Rich people eat food, poor people eat food. Doctors, lawyers, beggars, thieves, men, women, boys and girls all eat food. Jesus is food for every category of persons. Jesus is food for all classes of persons. Jesus is food for everyone. Jesus is food for everybody's soul. Jesus is necessary for the life of our soul. Just like how food is indispensable for the body's health and growth, so too is Jesus indispensable for one's spiritual health and spiritual growth. Just like how food brings satisfaction to the hungry, so Jesus brings satisfaction to hungry souls. Partaking of food, for the most part, is a pleasant experience. So too when one partakes of Jesus, it is a pleasant experience. Indeed, that is why the psalmist wrote in Psalm 34, verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Just as food is good for the people, so Jesus is good for the soul. You are starving yourself if you are not feeding on Jesus. Food promotes life and sustains life. So too, Jesus is the giver and sustainer of everlasting life. Indeed, we read in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus saying, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. What food is to the body, Jesus is to the soul. So Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Life is to be found in no other person but in Jesus. Life is not to be found in Allah. Life is not to be found in Selassie. Life is not to be found in Confucius. Life is not to be found in Buddha. Life is not to be found in wealth. Life is not to be found in pleasure. Life is not to be found in having a yacht on the seas. Life is to be found only in Jesus. Life lived to the fullest is life fully surrendered to Jesus. Life lived to the fullest is life where one labors for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. And what is that? Jesus himself. Life lived to the fullest is life which partakes of Jesus as the bread of life. When Jesus says, I am the bread of life, he's saying he's the only one of his kind. There is no other bread like him. He is no ordinary bread. You'll never taste another bread like him. You'll never have another bread like him entering into your soul. When he says, I am the bread of life, Jesus is primarily speaking in spiritual terms. He's speaking about spiritual life. He's saying that he's a source of spiritual life. He's saying he's a giver of spiritual life. He's saying he's a sustainer of spiritual life. He's saying he's a source of successful spiritual living. If you have this bread, you have spiritual life. If you don't have this bread, then you don't have spiritual life. In fact, if you don't have this bread, you are spiritually dead. But if you have this bread, you are spiritually alive. It is only when one has this bread that you truly do indeed have life. Physical life is important, but spiritual life is of the greatest and of paramount importance. The spiritual life is a supernatural life. It is the life of God operating in the believer. It is the life of God operating in the Christian. It is the life of God being expressed in and through the Christian's life. The Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians 2, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. When you become a Christian, God shapes and fashions you to love what he loves and hate what he hates. You develop an appetite for what is holy, righteous, and good, and noble, and of a good report. Food is not a luxury for us. Food is a necessity. Without food, we will all die. Without Christ, we will all die spiritually and end up in hell. So when Jesus declares in verse 35, I am the bread of life, we must recognize that the church can't give you the bread of life. Your friends can't give you the bread of life. Your spouse can't give you the bread of life. Only Jesus can give you the bread of life, for he is himself the bread of life. If you are without food for long periods, then there comes upon you a gnawing pain. This hunger can cause you to black out. This hunger can cause you to be irritable. A hungry man is an angry man, says the proverb. This hunger can even cause you to do violence. Jesus is the answer to the hungry people of Jamaica committing violence. He is the bread of life. When we have Christ, we will be truly satisfied. Without Christ, we are restless. Without Christ, we are at risk. Hence the words of the psalmist rings true again. Psalm 34 verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Why waste your time pursuing things that do not satisfy? Why put all your capital into things that do not satisfy? Why not turn to the Lord who alone truly satisfies? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What the passage means is that with little hunger, there will be little filling. With much hunger, there will be much filling. How much do you want to be filled and satisfied in Jesus is up to you. If you have truly tasted of the Lord, your heart will be so satisfied that you would never go back to anything else. To go back to anything else would be like the prodigal son going back to the pigsty. To go back to anything else would be like a homeless street person searching the garbage skip for food. That is why the songwriter wrote, If you only knew the blessing that salvation brings, you would never stay away. If you only saw the table spread with lovely things, you would come to the feast today. The door is open wide. The Savior bids you come, and there is nothing you will have to pay. Be wise and step inside, and do not be like some who throw their only chance away. I am yet to meet the person who feasted on Jesus, the bread of life, and was disappointed, who was regretful, who was sorry that they fed on Christ. There is in each human soul a craving for things that only God can supply. There is in each human soul a yearning for real and lasting satisfaction that only God in Christ can supply. You see, brethren, without Christ, our souls are restless. Without Christ, our souls are empty. Without Christ, our souls are unsatisfied. Without Christ, our souls are unhappy. Without Christ, our souls have no rest. Without Christ, our souls have no deep inner peace. But with Christ, our souls are genuinely fulfilled. With Christ, our souls are genuinely at peace and rest. When you have Christ and Christ has you, you can genuinely say like the hymn writer, When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate, and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. When you have Christ and Christ has you, you can genuinely say, like the hymn writer, simply trusting thee, Lord Jesus, I behold thee as thou art, and thy love, so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart, satisfies its deepest longings, meets, supplies its every need, compasseth me round with blessings. Thine is love indeed. Jesus, in feeding the 5,000 men, not counting women and children, had a spiritual lesson in mind which the crowd did not latch onto. He wanted them to see that he was the answer to their soul's hunger. He was the answer to their soul's dissatisfaction. Their hunger for truth is to be satisfied in him alone. Their hunger to know the real meaning of life is to be found in him alone. Their hunger for meaning and significance is to be found in him alone. Their hunger to know their purpose in life is to be found in him alone. Their hunger to know why they are here on this earth is to be found in him alone. Their hunger for love is to be found perfectly in him alone. Nobody would love them more perfectly than Jesus. When we have Jesus, we will be truly satisfied. Without Christ, our souls are restless indeed. Without Christ, we are at risk of the fires of hell. There's a way to partake of this bread that satisfies our souls. Acknowledge that you're a sinner. Acknowledge that you are subject to the wrath of God to be poured out on you because you are a sinner. Acknowledge that Jesus bore the wrath due you on Calvary's cross. Repent of your sins. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Call on Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Believe Jesus rose from the dead. Trust in Jesus' ability to save you from your sins. And you will have Christ, who is the food that satisfies for time and eternity. Until next week, may the Lord bless you greatly.